Years crawl by, etched on the city's scarred face. Malik's world, a concrete cage, no escape, no grace. The crown he wears, a barbed wire halo, heavy and tight, pressing down on his soul, crushing out the light. He built his kingdom on the echoes of gunfire, king of shadows, consumed by a burning pyre. Whispers haunt him, ghost of every wrong turn, clawing at his conscious lessons he never learned. When mama felt the world turn cold and gray, a gaping hole, Thune stealing his light away. It was Dre who pulled him from the edge of the abyss. A steady hand, a brother's love, a comforting kiss of understanding, a shared pain they both knew well. Bound by the streets, a story they both could tell. Dre the anchor in the storm, the voice that cut through the haze, the only damn soul who could see past Malik's rage. He helped him navigate the grief, the anger, the despair, a constant presence showing that someone still cared. Then came Shadow, a reflection in a cracked mirror, lost and broken, searching for something clearer. Malik saw the hunger, the desperation in the stare, took a man, a twisted act of desperate care, taught him the game, the brutal rules of the street, a bond sealed in blood, a promise bittersweet.
This ain't no video game, these ghosts won't fail.
Malik and Shadow, now partners reaching for the stars, building an empire brick by bloody brick. The ghost of yesterday, a constant silent tick. Malik saw potential, a shadow, a fire in his soul, a chance for redemption, a way to make him whole. He poured his knowledge, the wisdom of the streets, in the Shadow's mind playing dangerous sins.
This ain't no video game, these ghosts won't fade away. Call of Duty, still they haunt me every single day. Call of Duty whispers in the night.
Shadow's guise, a whisper of settlement, a promise of compromise. Malik, ever cautious, felt the tremor of unease, but the lure of closure, a promise of release, drew him to the meeting, a desolate, forgotten place, where the city's underbelly hid its darkest face. Shadow walked beside him, his presence strangely still, a silent sentinel against his master's will, or so it seemed until the air grew heavy, the silence thick and deep. Then from the darkness a figure began to creep, a familiar silhouette etched in Malik's memory, a ghost returned from the grave for all the world to see. Ricky alive, the name of venom and stink, a cruel twist of fate, a bitter song to sing. Malik's blood ran cold, a chill down his spine, disbelief and fury, a twisted tangled twine. The world around him seemed to blur and fade. He could barely hear the whispers on the wind as Ricky spoke. His grin widened, a chilling predatory smile. You thought you got me, mob, been waiting a long while. He gestured a shadow, a knowing look in his eye. Remember that tribe of the one you let die. Shadow stepped forward, his gaze locked on Malik's face. A coldness in his eyes, erasing every trace of the bond they shared, the trust they thought they made. He wasn't you, Ricky, he was my father, he said. Malik opened his mouth to speak, but nothing would come out. Ricky let out a low chuckle, Ricky continued. He was just an innocent man in the wrong place and time. But you took him out, believing you were committing the perfect crime. A decade ago, Malik blinded by rage and taking a life, turning a tragic page. Ricky then revealed a secret, a twist of cruel fate. After that incident, a single mother met her own dark date. A drug deal gone wrong, a life brutally tainted. He paused, letting the silence hang, the tension unshaken. And who was the one who pulled the trigger, you asked? Oh, Malik, it was your right-hand man. It was Dre who finished the task. Ricky looked at Shadow and said, that boy there is their son. A moment of silence hung in the air, only broken by the distant sound of police sirens. Malik looked at Shadow, tears welling up in his eyes. Malik turned to face Ricky and said, this is between you and me. Malik turned back to Shadow and said, do it. Shadow raised the gun he had been hiding and pointed it directly at Malik. Ricky looked at Malik and said, you always were a fool. Ricky began to laugh, a deep and sinister laugh. Ricky then said, you see now, I didn't just tell him about his mother or father. I told him how you made him think that I killed Dre.
I told him you could be the true master of this and take everything for yourself.
I told him you're the one who told me where to find his father.
I told him you were the one who told Dre to kill his mother.
Shadow looked at Malik, his eyes filled with rage and sadness. The gun went off. The city held its breath, the air thick with despair. The ghost of the past now fully laid bare. No redemption here, no escape from the chain. The sins of the fathers, a never-ending rain. The cycle unbroken, a tragic, brutal game where ghosts still whisper and call out each name. This ain't no video game, the game never ends. Malik's story, just another cycle begins. A Call of Duty echoes in the dark, the ghosts remain, tearing his world apart. He sees Dre and his mother, their faces etched in pain. A final judgment in the pouring rain. This ain't no video game, these ghosts won't fade away. Call of Duty, still they haunt me every single day. Call of Duty whispers in the night, the ghosts of yesterday, forever in my sight.